Okay, we're here. Thank you for gathering today. Are you starting to feel the solstice energies already? What are you noticing? How is it coming through for you?
Hi, Sarah. This is Cindy. And I just wrote on the page too that I woke up today with such a sense of joy and celebration. And it's so bright and light. And it hasn't felt that way for a long time. So it's really nice to be sitting in that kind of energy right now.
I know it is very nice energy. I'm glad for you. Yay. And you need to check out the Montana monoliths, megaliths, because they're finding more and more stuff underneath there.
Okay, I will
Yeah.
definitely do that. I'll definitely do
Probably
that.
our next retreat might be in Montana.
Cool. It's a pretty place to be, so.
Yeah. Okay. How about anyone else? Even if it's not the same as Cindy's, what is your experience?
For me, yesterday I noticed specifically, I did a lot of really beautiful deep grounding, and I had to take my son to acupuncture. And as soon as we got in the car, it was like chaos on the street. I was really, really, really felt jerked out of my element in a big way. And the same thing on the way back from acupuncture. But when we were at acupuncture, we meditated, and it was beautiful. And when I got home, I was able to really go deep in, but like just being out on the road for those 15 minutes each way was really put me off kilter. So that was really interesting for me. I'm not used to that happening in that kind of way.
Yeah, I was watching the birds in our backyard, and there was a woodpecker on the hummingbird feeder, like a big woodpecker on the drinking the sugar water out of the hummingbird feeder, and there was a squirrel on the bird feeder. And in 23 years, there's never been a squirrel on the bird feeder here. Ken has baffled it beautifully. And this year, it's like the 100th monkey. One of them figured out how to get up there, and now they're all getting up there. It's like the squirrel field learned how to get into our bird feeder. So it's like everything's a little different out there.
Yeah.
So these energies coming in are incredible. And you can't access them from the duality consciousness. This is the day that you really, this is you, General, you really start to understand that you cannot get there from, you can't get to where you want to be in your heart and in the source field and in the fulfillment of your being through duality consciousness. And if you take a look, just sense how you've been striving to do it from that consciousness and what that feels like now. What does it feel like? Just sense this. And sense the difference with the frequencies now. What do you notice? Or do I need to explain it a little more?
The way we used to do it, the way I used to do it, feels exhausting and draining. Like it just like I think yesterday was a beautiful representation of that for me.
Fran?
Yeah, I realized that when I strive, I'm shut out from the subtle energies, and I always thought that was the way to get there, to strive more. Well, it's been decreasing, certainly, but it's really very clear now.
Good. How about anyone else? Can you sense that? Just being able to sense where you were, and everyone was there. It's not like just each one of you was there. Everyone was there. And all the social spiritual teachings, let's put it that way, rather than, let's say, close in with a realized teacher, were aimed at trying to get into a deeper state through a state that you couldn't do it in. But it's where the planet was, where humanity was. And it was kind of the only place you could be with it. So you're starting to sense a little difference in that. Who else can speak to it?
Good morning, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
The image I have is, you know, the cubist paintings is the old way. And just I want to say flow paintings, not even impressionist, but like even softer than that. But that cubist was the thing that was the old image.
I can relate to that.
Thank you.
I just want to know if you can kind of sense a little bit of a past consciousness and an opening into a different consciousness. The fact that you could discern that means that you are opening to the new consciousness coming in. And don't go into some kind of shame cycle. Just notice and allow yourself to sense this about yourself. And how do you sense it?
I'm Sarah, it's Lisa. I definitely feel that I'm no longer pushing. I should say there are some exceptions to this, but my energy is not being. I can't push it out of me. I find I'm drawing it. I'm inviting it back in when I'm around a lot that's coming at me, rather than the movement of going forward into it and merging with it. I posted late because I had an unexpected funeral, and I felt the uneasiness that Russell was talking about, and I had to go back to Massachusetts, and I drove alone. And this all comes up because you posted the primordial posting, and it was just beautiful. And there was this unease and this uncertainty and this foreignness almost when I would get on the road and start the trip. And it took about half the trip to settle in and feel the peace of Mother Earth and really feel connected to the land. But it was like an electrified something, and the clouds are amazing. In the only words I can use is primordial, really. They're unbelievable. So I'm sensing it and feeling it in my body at times, and then it seems to ground in. So I can offer that to what you asked.
Thank you. Well, the good news about this is that the pathway, the gateway, is opening, and this solstice really delineates that shift. I mean, every solstice is a shift. And in the past, we've kind of looked at it between the sun and the earth and every consciousness that lives within that sphere. Now, the consciousness is expanding into a very galactic alignment. So now the sun-earth relationship seems like the smallest sphere within the nested consciousness of this solstice. So we're being taken to an opening that allows us to sense more dimensions of consciousness and to understand that what we're experiencing here has its roots in frequency and vibration in many expanded dimensions that are not human, not verbal, but pure frequency. So how you feel are the patterns of your being that you are familiar with have their origin point in many dimensions beyond the earth realm. Let's just take that in for a moment. And I know we jumped right into this and we'll back up and slow down a bit here, but we want to construct the framework for the solstice experience. So take a moment and let the sense of self wiggle loose a little. That there are streams of you in a frequency form that originate far beyond the earth into dimensions that are beginning to be visible, that our awareness is opening to because of the changing frequency of the planetary consciousness. There we go. So that transmission is actually coming through right now. And in many of the traditional spiritual traditions, the different dimensions have been delineated. The different koshas, the different dimensions of consciousness, the different heavens, all as a model for consciousness. And yet they were still within a limited frame. So what was considered source or the origin point of consciousness for the last 5,000 years or so, for the last cycle of humanity's consciousness, it was all within a really condensed, limited framework, which was beautiful, and the teachings were beautiful and the best they could be, and the necessary stages of awakening were held beautifully by souls that were dedicated to holding those teachings in their purity. And now, as we go through a new awakening cycle, which is a rising cycle, that horizon has expanded. And we are just entering that. So we are just at the tiny, tiny, tiny doorway of this, just stepping right into it. But there's just a vast area to explain and to grow into over the next thousands of years, actually. But it does give us at this point an opportunity to have an identity that is way beyond just the 3D duality that we've known ourselves in. So all that psychological, emotional, physical struggle. And when I say that, can you sense how much struggle was going into being alive? Can you sense that? And how much we took upon ourselves to fix ourselves within a very limited identity framework. And there was only so much we could do. And for this solstice, there is this awareness of a frequency that started in Were you guys able to hear that? My AOL somehow went on.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry about that. I don't know why. Okay, now I have to recenter. So now we're let's say that one of the stories of the old consciousness was the expulsion from Eden. You know, the story of Eve eating the apple from the wrong tree and everyone getting kicked out, and that was the source of humanity's downfall. So that was one of the old stories. Now we are opening up and becoming aware of frequencies that are out of tune on more expanded dimensions that would ultimately lead to disharmony and discordance here on Earth. So we may be developing a new story that's going to be part of the consciousness for the next several thousand years. But this one has a place where the illuminated beings are able to work with that source disharmony and create a new flow. And that's been coming through in some of the sessions I've been having with people, and in my own meditations. So if you can imagine being taken to a dimension where you can sense that there is a key, let's just picture it like this, like a key on a piano being played that was out of tune. And then that key being out of tune vibrates through multiple dimensions and arrives here in our dimension, creating further disharmony and being out of tune. But the good news is that the fact that we are able to open up to this and work with the illuminated beings who are in the process during this solstice of retuning that key. So we are receiving the transmission for this right now. And our mini retreat this weekend, which is not really mini, will be about collaborating with the illuminated beings to be able to receive the new tuning that will bring more harmony. Now, just because this happens on a subtle scale, on a subtle world, doesn't mean that it will become evident in our culture, in humanity's experience immediately. There's a lot of adjustment that will need to occur to attune to this new harmony. And it really brings the word attunement into focus and highlights it as a modality of consciousness. Which always takes some adjustment on our part, on the planetary part, to be able to align with. A new frequency is being introduced and if you're not prepared for that, it'll take some adjustment. And that's what we're going through now. And you've had little experiences of that, probably big within the context of your life, when you've gone through like an illness or an accident or some kind of crisis, and then you come through the other end, and that experience created a release of heavy energy, a new insight came to you, a new attunement in your being was able to happen. You know, that's what a healing crisis is. And your whole body, mind, emotional body, all had to go through kind of a takedown before it could realign in the new frequency. And in actuality, that's what death is too. It's a realigning with the new frequency that is not compatible with the physical. And imagine if you were taught that death was another healing crisis that allowed you to enter into a higher frequency and a greater realization of being. And how we would live with a concept of cycles of attunement after attunement into greater consciousness. And we wouldn't see ourselves as failing, but evolving. But now there's a hummingbird on the feeder. That's who should be on the feeder. Just letting this come into our sphere here. What's happening for you? I'll be going over this theme several times over the weekend. What's wiggling through you now?
It's Fran. I absolutely love this. And I have watched myself shift into believing that death was, knowing that death was a continuation. And yet this, that it's a very beautiful evolution of consciousness. Really, it feels like it's shifting things very much within me. Mm. And I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah, it makes it into an opening instead of an ending.
Like, no way you celebrate someone who is good. Go team! You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I'm very awkward at funerals.
My future. Okay, we are landing. Can you tell how you're landing in the ceremonial space now? Feel your feet. Sense how you're with your being now, coming into coherence, just the beginning of it. But maybe you feel a little more solid in your experience of yourself, not in a duality way, but coming into your own presence. So we're going to be going pretty slowly through this because it is a big frequency shift. And we want to be able to receive this in the smoothest way possible. So a lot of today we'll be going kind of back and forth between releasing and clearing and receiving as we make kind of like a piano tuner, you know, plucking the key, making an adjustment, plucking the key, making the adjustment. So nothing is a shock to the system. One thing we don't want to do is create more heavy energy by creating shock and trauma on a subtle level. So if your choice is to get agitated or need to move, get up and move. If your choice seems to be that you need to fall asleep, go ahead and fall asleep. You'll be adjusting throughout the day. And I'm going to try to build in more breaks than we usually have so that you can get up and move and
kind of normalize a bit between the sections. So this idea of doing this gently in incremental tunings is one I want to emphasize. When we have a big spiritual experience, which are lovely and part of the path, then it creates the issue of how do we integrate that experience? And sometimes it's, you know, equivalent to taking a psychedelic trip and you have all kinds of revelations and insights and experiences, but then you come back and how does that experience get integrated into your identity and consciousness? And so I'm approaching this now because the shifts are so big happening right now that I'm finding that we need to slow way down and take it from a very deep place so that the reverberations of these shifts have a fluid place to land instead of like a rock hard frequency that would resist it. And so that pits us against our impatience and invites us into more patience, which I've been talking a lot about lately. But the amount of patience that's going to be required is going to increase. I want you to think of patience as something fluid and responsive that allows fluidity and responsiveness rather than something that you have to hold back. So the way to become patient is to deepen your grounding and to align, excuse me, align with the frequency of Mother Earth. Because she is the model of patience. Her frequency teaches us patience, the ability to go through a cycle where there's a rising arc, heightened place, and then a descending arc where we have to go into an integration phase and then start all over again. So going through cycles and patiently accepting each stage of the cycle is an important skill to learn. And being impatient in any one of those cycles disrupts the cycle and doesn't allow it to become fulfilled and integrated. But of course, the descending cycle sometimes is more uncomfortable as the old disintegrates, the new is finding its place, and you don't know where it's going to land. And so it's harder to be patient when it looks like you don't have a grip on things. And yet, that's what's called for. We have another transmission coming through, another attunement. The other thing I want to address is how we're shifting out of a consciousness that believed that the higher the frequency, the better our life would be, or that we would be healed magically, or a situation would turn out positively, and that anything that happens to us, if it's not good, means that we failed to be in a higher frequency. So this underlying sense of being a failure, which really is ubiquitous. It's in every single being's consciousness on the planet, human being. Now, I know the often the lives of the saints are depicted as having lots of pain and struggle, including the story of Christ. And that gives us an underlying sense of conflict, because that story of having a human being that is so highly attuned to God consciousness that they could be killed, or that women who are deeply embedded in the mystical could be burned at the stake. It creates a conflict, those stories. And it's part of the limited consciousness that we've been in. I just want you to sense within you the kind of push-pull, the resistance, the attraction, the sense of, if I allow myself to become light or enlightened or attuned, my life will fall apart. And we've addressed this before, but we're coming at it from an even deeper place now, because it's connected to that untuned key. And so if you become ill or something happens in your life that is not the most fun, it's not that you failed. And right now, we are being tuned into the root of that. This is all coming in very quickly here, even though I said we're going to go very slowly. They're bringing in all the frequencies that we're going to be adjusting to throughout the weekend. My plan was to go through a very deep, slow grounding, but that's not what's happening. We'll get there, but it's not the order that I thought we would be going in. So they're bringing through a healing frequency to get at the root of the sense of being a failure. And I don't care how successful you are, underneath everything, there is a seed of a sense of failure, or about to fail, or something that sabotages and undermines, pulls you back from the experience of your own presence. So sit quietly, feel your feet. This is a very strong frequency that's coming in to get at the root of this. And this is on a smaller level. It'll expand into a bigger level. And if you find yourself trying to watch it, pull back and go, just become aware of your feet. Forget about trying to watch this. Come back to your seat and feet and allow that to bring you into a full presence. And don't try to sense a result from this. Just let it happen. You could be twiddling your thumbs. There we go. So this is circulating through the ceremonial space here. And let's just highlight the sense of always looking for a result. whether it's working with energy. Or whatever you're doing in life, how result orientation sets up an artificial dynamic that doesn't allow the organic growth of whether it's a project, a thought, a feeling, something in your relationship, in your body, and this is another end result of this out of tune frequency. So instead of result, what we're always shifting to in the deeper sense is presence. So if you can notice when you're pressing, seeking, feeling pressure to have a result, that you reground yourself in presence, even if it takes a while. Which brings you back to your wisdom, to your coherence, to your peace. But if you even put peace as a desired result, that won't work. It's the sense of needing a result. This is really shifting a major amount of energy here, of heavy energy. So what I'd like to do is take a 10-minute break, come back at, it's 12:15 my time. Just stay on mute, do not hang up, walk around, and sense presence. Okay, so let's take a break, walk around, and try to notice presence within you. See you in 10 minutes.